My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
DOC bringing it to you on overtime. Ah, sucky, coach would say it is college football, MLB, WNBA. I mean, you name it, and we have it, and people are able to wager on it. I mean, the sky's the limit. It's a whole new frontier. And preseason games going on, and as much as it makes me throw up in my mouth, it's not going to change. As a matter of fact, it may even get worse. And it's only worse to those over 45 who saw 6 games in preseason, who saw tackle football, who saw two-a-days, who saw the rugged range of the pass. But if you didn't see none of that, you didn't miss it. And I go, this is so somewhat complicated that you almost have to bring in a PhD to try to discuss it. Because clearly, it's beyond the Neanderthals. I can speak for that group. The nerds don't care, because if it doesn't make money and put money in their pocket, it's not a mathematical equation. They could care less. So I had to say, well, we got to take this to the scholar. And for that, there's nobody better in the country than Dr. Lou Holder. So, Brother Holder, a lot of pressure, but then again, you eat pressure for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. How are you adjusting to this new age football?
I mean, it's definitely been different. Kind of like you said, I mean, obviously, I'm part of the younger group.
Yeah.
But, you know, preseason is, I feel like, unless you're like a fan of a team of us, where you haven't had anything for a long time and things like that, you get kind of amped up for preseason. Or if you're a big college football guy, you like to see your guys come in and, you know, see what they can do on that next level in the league, if they'll make the team, et cetera. But, you know, it's like, for me, I don't really have much of an interest in a preseason like that. Like, I mean, I do kind of keep track. I watch it and things like that. Of course, given what we do, we pay attention. But personally, as a fan, from a fan side, things don't get started for me until the actual season
ramps up. And that's a void. And that's why we're going to reach out to Dr. Holder and our resident PhD, because, you know, this is not changing. And I say to all my Neanderthal brethren, forget about it. It's not going back. And you liked it. I went through it and hated it and would not volunteer for it again. And I'm glad that these poor kids don't have to be tortured that way. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, we did it and everybody's got to do it. Oh, no. That's not true, because you knew it was crazy while you were being made to do it. It was crazy. But everybody did it, so, you know, you did it. But there's no other ways to skin the cat. But you do have to grind. I don't understand how you don't tackle in football practices. I don't understand that for the life of me. And maybe Lou Holder can break that down and explain it to me. I just don't. It's like having a basketball team and you don't shoot, you know, from certain areas. You don't shoot from certain areas on the floor. Really? Football is a full contact sport. How in the heck do you prepare for it and not tackle in practice? But they're pulling it off, and the revenue is not showing any signs of deterioration at all. So I guess it's working. But Dr. Holder, as we go through this transition, as I stated, it's not going back. You know, you being a former youth phenom as an athlete, you realize the way you train, they're not training that way now. And they're never going back to that. How do you deal with football, which is a full contact sport, basically being relegated to a pillow fight in some instances until the regular season?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Sookie,
good afternoon
now.
And good evening.
And good evening.
Yeah.
And good night.
And good night. Yeah, absolutely.
Look, Doc, you played the sport. Brian Mitchell's played the sport. Guys in the media that I know that have made that transition. Business has gotten to a point with the union and whatever that they're trying to protect these players. So, look, free agency, people moving around from team to team. The whole landscape of sports has changed so much that I really can't answer your question on how do you prepare for a football season that's a contact sport by not having the contact. But at the end of the day, as much as we complain, bitch and complain, whatever, when that season starts against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whatever, people going to be watching. Whoever's out there, they're going to be watching. So I know this hurts you a lot, and I know it hurts a lot of people that they've taken away different parts of the game that made you and this town so successful and the league so successful. I know they've taken it away, but at the end of the day, people are drunk off the product. And it's never going to change. There was times where people were like, yo, I'm not going to watch football anymore because, you know, of this and this and that. People will always watch football, whether it's a pillow fight or whether it's something else. Because you know what, Doc? A lot of people who can't afford to go to the regular season games are going to go to the games that are the pillow fight. And that's what the league understands as well.
Well, I think of the beautiful game that you have helped elevate my eyeballs to understanding it, and it has had very few modifications from the time that you played the game till now. I think people like the consistency in whatever they have a history in because it keeps them close to it.
Right.
You know, they're wearing things. You go out there, you covered the game like I covered the game in my past. They don't even, the uniform don't even look the same. What's that thing they got on the helmet now? What's that guard when they take their pads off? What are those devices they have on under the,
the sports bra.
Everything is different. And it's not, hey, it's good. Maybe right. if it, especially if it helps them. You know, I was it wasn't funny, but I think we've had it happen to us throughout our lives in some capacity. The Chargers are in Dallas, and you get stuck in the elevator. Now that I don't know if it happened to you, but my question throughout your athletic career and as a journalist covering for the past couple of decades, have you ever been involved in something like that? They had to crawl through shafts to get out of the elevator, you know, before a game. Now, this is real talk, and people need to understand in our listening audience, this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, my closest experience was covering the Washington Redskins at the time, playing the Dallas Cowboys at the old Texas Stadium, and the elevator didn't work there. So that's the closest I got, and I missed getting down to the field in a timely manner, Doc Walker. I was so happy to see that place go. I mean, it was nostalgic, whatever, yeah. But I was so happy to see that place go. But the Santana Moss killer game, I will never forget that.
Isn't that.
So the memories of that place are precious, but I hated that place. Man, the elevator, the access and the egress to even get out of that dump
it was hot.
Was just something. So,
what do you think they think about RFK when their media and their people talk about their experiences, you know, here? But that place, we have memories about that from a number of different standpoints. But to be caught in the elevator is frightening beyond.
It is frightening.
And having to crawl, I mean, and for players and media and people that were staff that were with the Chargers, this really truly happened. And I thought, I was going, you don't hear that a lot.
Mm-mm.
To the credit of all these hotels and managements and people that keep it real, this was at a Westin, and they got it done. I mentioned their name because they solved it. They got it fixed. They got the people out, and they deserve credit, you know, for that. Mm-hmm. Because you're a sportsman, are we not giving Angel Reese her due, or are we doing the right thing? 22. When you go, I mean, this is like, dude, it's not double of 20 consecutive back to back 20 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, the consistency that Angel Reese has been playing with, you know, was undershadowed by, we know, Clark.
And she, now that she got some rest?
Yeah.
Now that she got some rest? See, this is where people say, well, should have gone to the Olympics. I don't agree with that.
She wasn't ready. I mean, everybody's going to say, revisionist history is going to say, she was ready, whatever.
No,
I mean,
she wasn't. No, she is now.
There's going to be so much time for her to chart her path, kind of like a Quincy Wilson with the attractive. And there's going to be so many Olympics, so many international competition. Mm-hmm. Just let the player develop. I mean, is it they won without her, right?
Yeah,
did they win without the player?
Yeah, they did. But should we judge that, Lou, or should it be that at the time of the selections, her game was developing, she was learning a new league. They were kicking her behind at the time. So if you judge it at the time, you can't fast forward that.
Right.
At the time, I agreed, she was not one of the best X amounts in the league. They did it now, maybe different, but no, I just see, I don't want it to be a vote by the public. It's a vote by the people on the commissions that do basketball for a living.
Right. Well, even they get it wrong because the Hall of Fame stuff, those are people on the committees and everything like that.
Well,
they get that stuff wrong.
Yeah, but that's political. Come on, dog. You know, money
I understand. But
you go, okay. Well, look, we can't argue with you, Donald. This is why I love Professor. Because the professor, he can come at this from angles that we have to say, I rest my case. I'm not going to get into that with you. Who is it? Is any, this thing with the wide receivers. One thing we do agree with, I think we understand how you win in pro football.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of very friendly wrestling matches with my dear friend, the Rooster. And I love him to death. And I understand him enough to know when he's marketing and when he's really got his serious football cap on, because he knows the game. Because he was a beat reporter. There's a difference in covering a sport and being a beat reporter. Yep. You know. When you are beat, you know the game.
Absolutely.
Because you got to be through everything, and it's one of the most boring assignments you can have in life. Because of the dead time. And people making you wait and wait and wait to cover them, and they in last place. Then that's the part. I don't mind if you're in first place and you got a few quirks. You say, can you give me another 15 minutes? You know, because I'd like to air dry my hair. Okay, no problem. But I got to be honest with you, Slim. The arrogance of some of these people in last place is a little bit too rough for me to deal with. But these brothers out there on the beat, and you've been one of them too, you understand.
Yeah.
I just think that this wide receiver thing for me is way too much on this. But I do know this, having been on a team, when Joe Jackson Gibbs cut a second round pick at wide receiver and our team was uplifted because everybody knew that we had people better.
Right.
And seeing that it's that the best win, and that we don't care what school you went to or how high you were drafted, is like kerosene on a fire. Because then the team knows, okay, so this ain't nothing fake. This is real. And I think it's the best thing you can ever do to your team is to keep it real.
Correct. Listen, Dot, the most important or the best acquisition or the best piece that the Washington Commanders had in the offseason was not getting Jaden Daniels. It wasn't even getting Bobby Wagner. It was securing Adam Peters to construct this franchise. The microwave stuff that we have gone through, I have covered this team now for 22 years. The microwave stuff and the fix it and the whatever, that doesn't work. You got to build something. We've been talking about culture and all blah, 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 blah. Look, Adam Peters, you know, again, my wife, she's a great interior designer. She designs stuff. And one of the biggest complaints and one of the biggest frustrations she has is that when she's working with a client, right, them actually putting their input in before she finishes the work, right? She's got to go through all the steps. And then once the reveal happens at the end, yo, the client is they're amazed, right? At what point are we going to say, well, man, why did we have to trade him in the division? And Jahan Dotson, why do we have to trade him in the division? We only got picks for him. Are you going to let the man, we've been wanting this for so long, and now that the man is doing what he feels, whether he's playing chess for another draft or whether he's got other things, Jahan Dotson was not something or somebody, great play, good player, love the kid, but if he doesn't fit the culture, right, you gotta move on. No one, as my friend Doc Walker said, this team won 4 games last year. 4 games. You are what your record says you are. This team won 4 games. Nobody. And Adam Peters, he doesn't know about, he don't care about in the division here in the NFC East. He don't care about all that. He probably was the only, Howie Roseman and the Eagles, because of the Penn State factor and because of the closeness to Philadelphia, was probably the only partner that he had at the time that would even make a deal or do a trade or something like that. Saquon Barkley and Jahan Dotson, Penn State guys now playing in Philly. You got to move on. What is he going to do with it? But you got to trust him. You got to trust him. So I like Jahan, but how many players have we seen over our time that we've liked that we had to say, you know, bye, don't fit the culture. You can't keep him just because he was a top pick. Look, what we're seeing right now is what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and this ownership group actually think about Ron Rivera's top picks. Chase Young, gone. Jamin Davis, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Jahan Dotson, gone. Forbes, I don't know. Big question mark for me. Mm-hmm. All these top picks, they're saying basically, and they're putting everybody on notice. We didn't pick them.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't pick them. So again, gone. And you got to now play like my friend Doc Walker said. We only are now concerned with the people who are presently here. He gone.
Mm-hmm.
He gone. So I told you before I came on, I am the guest on this show, but I'm going to flip the script on you and ask you a question. Doc,
mm-hmm.
McLaurin safe. De'Ami Brown safe. Luke McCaffrey, they love him safe. Alameda Zaccheaus safe. How many wide receivers are they going to keep on this roster? Is Crowder safe as a punt returner?
Do you have him down? I don't think. No, because I don't have anybody down because I'm like you in saying that I'm following the Bruin because I felt like we needed an enema.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be a biggest fool in town to be trying to recruit the team in last place to come back. I want to gut this thing and build it in a way that they see fit.
So who stays then? If you're gutting it, who stays? There's cut downs on Tuesday. The numbers games are there. I know you watch. We're going to be watching on Sunday.
No, we
got to
know after the game because you know as well as I know.
I do.
There was a man carted out in Chicago in an ambulance. You have to finish the game to see who finishes who's on 2 feet.
Gotcha.
And at that point, really, does it really matter? It really doesn't. See, to me, it's not that big of a thing. Whomever they think, I'm with them. Because it doesn't matter. Because I don't have enough difference makers on this team to twist the needle to where I can win. If they see something in a guy that may be able to help me on special teams, that may be able to give me an advantage in way, pick them, and I give them a thumbs up. I'm all in with whatever they decide. Because what the team has shown me is that they're not good enough to win enough games to get me in a tournament. And if I can't compete for honors, then what the hell are we doing this for?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is there's got to be players that Doc Walker likes. No.
Here's why. They've shown us nothing. They're going to lay out. Tampa had seen. We don't know what they're going to do. And so we don't know who they're going to do it with. I'm not being vague on purpose. I'm just be keeping it real.
No, I got you.
Everything's hopeless.
I kind of expected that.
Yeah, everybody's hiding. So what can I pick somebody? I don't even know what they're going to use him in, how they're going to use him. And really, my interest is the Fab Five. What I'm concerned about is do we have seven people I can put up there to have between 50 and 70 on their jerseys that can keep that kid wearing number 5 standing up straight.
That's true.
Without that, all of the rest of this stuff is moot.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The most important thing to me is O-line, D-line, followed by secondary, by corners. And it just happens to be the areas of our greatest concern. So everything else to me is just we're trying to fit write columns, finish shows, blah, blah, blah. Because in the end, we got to do this the right way. And in order to do that, you got to have the right people.
Yeah.
And we, Brother Holder, are honored that we have you because you are the right dude.
Hey, I just do my part. Yeah. I just do my part. When you call, I answer. But I will say one thing in leaving. Mm-hmm. The most significant piece that they had outside of Adam Peters that they brought into this franchise
mm-hmm.
was bringing in Bobby Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
This is a future Hall of Famer, and to the life of me, with Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio being linebackers, how that unit was the most disgraceful part of this team at times is beyond me. But that's all revisionist history now. I see London Fletcher all over again. Bobby Wagner, just his presence on the football field stabilizes Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, all the people up front on that D-line, because if you pour truth serum into those big dogs, they would say they scared because there was no one behind them to back the line. Now you have him, and you put in Frankie Louvu, who, by the way, was the only one of these free agents that they give a multiple-year deal to. That means that they want him around for a minute. To have those two right there to stabilize that defense is going to win you some football games.
All I can say is amen. Thank you, Brother Holder.
All right.
When we come back, we'll be joined by a young man that was just inducted into the D.C. Hoops Hall of Fame. And I think you know his last name is Naki.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, man, it's got a little college football in the air. And Ireland... That's going to be Tech, Jackets, Seminoles. Wow. Can you imagine taking an international trip as a collegiate?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, and we were talking about it before the show, just college sports in general with all this NIL talk, and then you got these kids taking overseas trips. Like, I can't even imagine.
I'm so lost because I can't envision having a pair of Levi's on, some Converse, and pockets that aren't empty. I mean, they're talking about $1 million. I can't even imagine what it's like to have $1,000 in college. $500 in college? Dude, I am so blown away by how these kids are dealing with this. Now, it's the same thing I say to my kids. Now, you guys, I feel so bad for you because they had an Atari. They had the first generation of the handheld devices. So you guys really got robbed of hide and go seek, tag. You know, you got robbed of some things playing stickball, throwing hook, throwing bottle tops with a broomstick. Y'all, you got robbed of, you never played jacks. You ain't played, y'all, none of that. You never got together with a group and 3 or 4 or 5 of you walked 2 or 3 miles to the other side of the neighborhood. Y'all, you never collected no bottle. Y'all have done nothing but sit on your behind and look in a screen. And you will never know it. And now I'm starting to get it. When the old folks used to be saying, you know, what they did and you had a hard time understanding it. Well, times have changed. And speaking of that, when we come back, we're going to talk to a man that kind of gets it, been through a lot of it, and finally will be honored for his contribution to the game of basketball. We'll be back. I've been, you know, wondering, at what point in your life when someone comes up to you and they say, hey, coach, what's a bigger thrill? Sitting next to Gary Williams and Ed Tapscott, or sitting next to the legendary Johnny Holiday in the midst of a broadcast with Walt Williams, or sitting inside next to the Junkies doing a broadcast, or being inducted into the Washington Metropolitan Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach, what say you?
Well, thanks for having me on, Doc. I appreciate that. I mean, but what you just said sort of, you know, sort of illustrates and underscores what's happened in my life. I mean, I am the king of right place, right time. I mean, you talk about all the guys that I've been fortunate enough to work with and cross paths with. It's just absurd. I am the Forrest Gump of, I happen to find myself as sort of the nexus of all these really cool events, and I benefit from them, and I'm not complaining about any of it. So
I know,
crazy.
And our dear colleague that we lost, I was thinking about, and not a day goes by that Coach Butch McAdams, who got this honor a couple of years ago, being inducted and was over at the club
Congressional.
Yes, Congo. Yeah, and being in that room that day and just looking at all the hoop heads and the guys who. And the one thing I always defined it by from Coach Thompson was just as happy at a black top sitting on a bleacher watching guys hoop with chain link fences, chain link, you know, hoops,
as he
was in a dome stadium at a national championship game. There's something about the passion. Now, Little League coaches have it, Pop Warner, but I've never seen it at the level from top to bottom as basketball coaches.
You know, that event, that particular event, it's one of those things where you go in there and because time has a way of doing this, you know, a lot of the folks in that room only see each other at that event, during the course of the year. Now, these are guys at some point in time you may have had an extremely close relationship with, but it's one of those things. They're probably, I don't know, Doc, you've been in there, that room as many times as I have, probably more. That's probably 250 people in there, something like that.
Yeah.
And when I'm at that particular event, the Metropolitan Basketball Hall of Fame, it's one of those things where the phrase is 6 degrees of separation. There are 0 degrees of separation between me and a lot of guys in that room. They're guys I either played against, coached against, shot with, shot against. You know, I mean, it's funny. I see guys last year, and I've been going to that event pretty regularly, but they're still guys that I look at and I think, man, that guy whipped my ass, you know? So, but you learn from all that, and, you got to respect the fact that, it's just such a cool thing. It's a cool event, and I'm just thrilled as could be to be involved.
You know, it's a rarity in having watched the Olympics, and the sword fighting was one of the things I enjoyed the most. And in sports, basketball kind of separates itself because it's the only one. You can't do this in football because you can't go out and say, well, let me go check. I'm going to run routes against a guy. You got to have a quarterback throw you the ball. In baseball, you got to have thrower, pitcher, catcher, guy in the play. You got to have more than one person. Hoops is just me and you, a ball and a hoop. And we can go out and settle a score. It's the closest thing to a duel that we have. So when you go to, I remember listening, I can hear Coach right now as if he was here. And if you hear Gary, these guys talk about what they witness at youth playgrounds, witnessing, watching, as if it's at the Superdome. You know what I mean? You guys see Pat, you see things and enjoy the purity of the game, whether it's the all working a boy or a girl's offhand. It's just that to me is the one thing, having been around at NAB conferences and been at all these little things, the way you guys embrace your sport is unlike anything of all the sports, in my opinion.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, I think I'm way too close to be objective, in a situation like that. But, I think that we all understand that there are a lot of people that did this before us, mm-hmm. and there'll be a lot of people that do it after us. And, you have to be respectful and mindful of that. And then beyond that, man, it's a lot of sports, like my kids never grew up baseball fans, and that kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah, it hurt
me
too. Yeah, it did. It's amazing. Our age group, we're affected by that.
Well, I mean, I don't think, and it's, to some degree, I think this is true of hoops too. Baseball to me is a game of nuance. It's a game of really small things, mm-hmm. and these guys aren't wired that way to appreciate the nuance. They want big bangs. You know, it's one thing to watch a Tommy, which, by the way, is pretty spectacular. but there's so much more to it than that. Are dictated by and won by, the teams to sort of master the nuance. And but hoops is that way too. And I think that the guys who do it and have done it a long time respect that and try to coach to that and certainly try to communicate to that.
Got to ask you about the growth in the women's game, or let me say the W, and seeing, mm-hmm. can you explain from your expertise, I think it's awesome what Angel Reese is doing now, just simply her game and the consistency of something that we don't want to just brush over. 20 boards, back-to-backs. I mean, her offensive game is expanding, but, man, this consistency in controlling a little thing that makes a big difference in winning and losing.
You know, it's funny you say this, Doc, because the other night I was watching a replay, and I don't know if you were on this, because it should have been wheelhouse stuff for Doc Walker, but the show Winning Time, that it was sort of a mockumentary about the Showtime Lakers in the 80s.
Yeah.
And of course, they sort of found their way late in season two because they realized that the real story was in the 80s was the dichotomy between Johnson and Bird, and mm-hmm. and the sort of the opposite, the contrary part of that relationship. And it turned out to be an incredible friendship after being just this vicious battle, and they would watch each other's box scores from across the country, mm-hmm. and I'm watching one of these episodes the other day, and Bird's lacing his shoes, and he looks up and he says something, and I'm thinking, it reminds me a little bit of the whole WNBA Caitlin Clark, mm-hmm. and I think the NBA thrived because of what happened in that situation, and the WNBA is finding out that a little bit of controversy, a little bit of competitiveness, a little bit of chippiness, those are things that bring eyes to the game, and it does not hurt at all. And I think it's one of those rising tide things that these two kind of phenoms have come on, and I think they're going to be doing this for another 10 years. It's going to be great for this league.
Well, I agree. Coach Naki, here with us here on Overtime and talking ball and talking trends and things are changing. And the local football team here, as you well know, because you've had to compete against its powerful thrust on the DMV, I mean, your whole life, and you understand the impact of it, and you're a fan of it. And I love because, you know, people try to put you in boxes here. That's why I love hoops and baseball, but they won't allow me to do that. You know, they want to put you and fit you in that box. But what do you think about it? And when you hear the talk about, oh, my God, Crowder, they receivers, we've lost a guy. We traded him within a division. As if it's like, really? And when you hear that as a former coach, how does it affect you?
So it's funny, Doc, you say this first, as an editorial comment, just this is just an aside between you and I. I was always a little overwhelmed with, you know, Dotson as the number one pick. Now, but be that as it may, this sort of blowing up, and I don't think we're done blowing it up. This is something that the fans requested. This is something we banged. We were banging on the door for this thing. You know, we need a new owner. We need to start over. Mm-hmm. And yet, when it happens, I think people think that you very rarely in sports are able to blow it up and still be competitive at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it remains to be seen if it can be done here.
Agreed.
But again, we clamored for this, Doc. This is something that, and I'll use the generic term, as Redskins fans, mm-hmm. as Washington football fans, mm-hmm. we were pleading for this forever, and we got it.
Mm-hmm.
So now adults are in charge. You have to sort of respect that. There is a really disconcerting, beyond a trend, of what's happened to the last four number one picks and, you know, the status of those guys. And it's kind of an indictment on what became before. But we wanted to be in this spot. We have to remind ourselves we wanted to be here because we can see a little blue sky ahead. It's just it's pretty far away, but you know, there is some blue sky ahead.
Well, brother, I appreciate your time. What I can't wait is to hear the first Terrapins broadcast when the mega Hall of Famer, Johnny Holiday, has to share the Hall of Fame greetings with his two co-workers.
Well, I appreciate that, and those guys are probably between them, they got to be in 10 Hall of Fame.
No, that's what I'm just saying.
Johnny.
But it's the complete Hall of Fame broadcast, and you know what? It's exciting, man. We're entering a good phase right now, I think, all the way across the board with all of our teams who are hungry and eager, and can't wait to cover it with you, man. Thank you, and enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
My man, Hall of Famer, Chris Knocke. How lucky are we? Break we go, and when we come back, Donald, let's light it up. We got people standing room only. That sounds like Ben Standing. That might be his next podcast name, since he changes names annually. We'll be right back. When you look at a screen and you see NFL uniforms on, but you're not watching an NFL product, have you adjusted to the fact now that it's okay? I mean, I have.
Yeah, I have. I'm getting there, but to your point, it is an adjustment.
It was shocking. No, dude. It is so much of an adjustment that your eyes, you have to train yourself. When I see that uniform, I go, oh, sookie, as Coach used to say. But then you don't, and honestly, a lot of it, don't kid yourself. I don't even know who's on the field. So it's not like I can just turn a TV on and go, oh, no. No, I don't know. If I see 15, I go, that's Mahomes. It's only the recognizable players that you know. Don't act like you can look at the uniform and tell who it is because you're lying. You're lying. But you look for certain numbers and people I recognize with that person. And then it looks like the NFL if certain things start to happen. Other than that, and I was impressed by some of the seconds and third units, the game itself is professional enough. It doesn't look like it's semi-pro or amateurs, doesn't at all. To their credit, you can see development. You can see a lot of things that are going on. And what are we all looking for? It to get over. We want it to end so we can get to the regular season. And if you got a little something on it, you know, I don't know. Are you playing now? Do y'all gamble during this time? How do you place a bet?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a preseason bettor. I usually wait until the season.
No. Don't think you're going to just make that normal. You're not a degenerate. Okay, act like you're not a degenerate. Don't act like there's some control involved in this. Yeah, you got Eminem. Eminem, he can't stop it. He doesn't have control over what he does. He's got to do it.
Yeah.
He acted like, well, you know, dude, you ain't making that kind of judgment. That's what I love about y'all, that you're out of control, and it's just a matter of whether or not you're going to win or lose. That's it. That is it. Not a bad time of the year, and we just came off. Thank goodness the Olympics is only once every 4 years. Because I'm telling you what, beat up. I mean, you don't realize what a difference it is in your routines.
Yeah.
You're a little bit off kilter, man.
Yeah, because obviously they were in France this year, so the timing is off.
I mean, you throw in a little RNC.
Yeah.
Then a little DNC.
Yeah.
So you throw a little something. So all of a sudden now, this rotten level of football is kind of being camouflaged a little bit. Just a little bit. And then college coming up. So we got a lot to coming up. I have a suspicion that this college season is going to be off the izzy. Quick break. We'll come back. Top of the hour. Let's go in attack mode. K9 Alert is out. What up?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The golf at the club.
Congressional.
Yes. Condo. Yeah, and being in that room that day and just looking at all the hoop heads and the guys who, and the one thing I always defined it by was from Coach Thompson was just as happy at a black top sitting on a bleacher watching guys hoop with chain link fences, chain link, you know, hoops.
Yeah.
As he was in a dome stadium at a national championship game. There's something about the passion. Now, Little League coaches have it, Pop Warner, but I've never seen it at the level from top to bottom as basketball coaches.
You know, that event, that particular event, it's one of those things where you go in there and because time has a way of doing this, you know, a lot of the folks in that room only see each other at that event. You know, during the course of the year. Now, these are guys at some point in time you may have had an extremely close relationship with. But it's one of those things. They're probably, I don't know, Doc. You've been in there that room as many times as I have. Probably more. That's probably 250 people in there, something like that.
Yeah.
And when I'm at that particular event, the Metropolitan Basketball Hall of Fame, it's one of those things where there's. The phrase is 6 degrees of separation. There are 0 degrees of separation between me and a lot of guys in that room. They're guys I either played against, coached against, shot with, shot against. You know, I mean, you know, it's funny. I see guys last year, and I've been going to that event pretty regularly, but they're still guys that I look at and I think, man, that guy whipped my ass, you know? So, but you learn from all that and, you know, you got to respect the fact that, you know, it's just such a cool thing. It's a cool event. And I'm just thrilled as could be to be involved.
You know, it's a rarity in having watched the Olympics and the sword fighting was one of the things I enjoyed the most. And in sports, basketball kind of separates itself because it's the only one. You can't do this in football because you can't go out and say, well, let me go check. I'm going to run routes against a guy. You got to have a quarterback throw you the ball. In baseball, you got to have thrower, pitcher, catcher, guy in the play. You got to have more than one person. Hoops is just me and you, a ball and a hoop. And we can go out and settle a score. It's the closest thing to a duel that we have. So when you go to, I remember listening, I can hear Coach right now as if he was here. And if you hear Gary, these guys talk about what they witness at youth playgrounds. Witnessing, watching, as if it's at the Superdome. You know what I mean? You guys see Pat, you see things and enjoy the purity of the game, whether it's the all working a boy or a girl's offhand. It's just that to me is the one thing, having been around at NAB conferences and been at all these little things, the way you guys embrace your sport is unlike anything of all the sports, in my opinion.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, I think I'm way too close to be objective, Doc, in a situation like that. But, you know, I think that we all understand that there are a lot of people that did this before us, and there'll be a lot of people that do it after us. And, you know, you have to be respectful and mindful of that. And then beyond that, man, it's like a lot of sports, you know, like my kids never grew up baseball fans, and that kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah, it hurt me too. Yeah, it did. It's amazing. Our age group, we're affected by that.
Well, I mean, I don't think, and to some degree, I think this is true of hoops too. Baseball to me is a game of nuance. It's a game of really small things, and these guys aren't wired that way to appreciate the nuance. They want big bangs. You know, it's one thing to watch Otani, you know, which, by the way, is pretty spectacular. but it's there's so much more to it than that. Are dictated by and won by, you know, the teams to sort of master the nuance. And So, but hoops is that way too, and I think that the guys who do it and have done it a long time respect that and try to coach to that and certainly try to communicate to that.
Got to ask you about the growth in the women's game, or let me say the W, and seeing. Mm-hmm. Can you explain from your expertise? I think it's awesome what Angel Reese is doing now. Just simply her game and the consistency of something that we don't want to just brush over. 20 boards, back-to-backs. I mean, her offensive game is expanding, but, man, this consistency in controlling a little thing that makes a big difference in winning and losing.
You know, it's funny you say this, Doc, because the other night I was watching a replay, and I don't know if you were on this because it should have been wheelhouse stuff for Doc Walker, but the show Winning Time, you know, that was sort of a mockumentary about the Showtime Lakers in the 80s.
Yeah.
And of course, they sort of found their way late in season two because they realized that the real story was in the 80s was the dichotomy between Johnson and Bird and, mm-hmm. and the sort of the opposite, the contrary part of that relationship. And, you know, it turned out to be an incredible friendship after being just this vicious battle, you know, and they would watch each other's box scores from across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching one of these episodes the other day and Bird's lacing his shoes and he looks up and he says something and I'm thinking, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the whole WNBA Caitlin Clark, mm-hmm. and I think the NBA thrived because of what happened in that situation, and the WNBA is finding out that, you know, a little bit of controversy, a little bit of competitiveness, a little bit of chippiness, those are things that bring eyes to the game, and it does not hurt at all. And I think it's one of those rising tide things that, you know, these two kind of phenoms have come on, and I think they're going to be doing this for another 10 years. It's going to be great for this league.
Well, I agree. Coach Naki here with us here on Overtime and talking ball and talking trends and things are changing. And the local football team here, as you well know, because you've had to compete against its powerful thrust on the DMV, I mean, your whole life, and you understand the impact of it, and you're a fan of it. And I love, yep, because, you know, people try to put you in boxes here. That's why I love hoops and baseball, but they won't allow me to do that. You know, they want to put you and fit you in that box. But what do you think about it? And when you hear the talk about, oh, my God, Crowder, they receivers, we've lost a guy, we traded him within a division, as if it's like, really? And when you hear that as a former coach, how does it affect you?
So it's funny, Doc, you say this first, as an editorial comment, this is just an aside between you and I was always a little overwhelmed with, you know, Dotson as a number one pick. But be that as it may, this sort of blowing up, and I don't think we're done blowing it up. This
Agreed.
Is something that the fans requested. This is something we banged. We were banging on the door for this thing. You know, we need a new owner. We need to start over. Mm-hmm. And yet, when it happens, I think people think that you very rarely in sports are able to blow it up and still be competitive at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it remains to be seen if it can be done here.
Agreed.
But again, we clamored for this, Doc. This is something that, you know, as and I'll use the generic term, as Redskins fans, mm-hmm. as Washington football fans, mm-hmm. we were pleading for this forever, and we got it.
Mm-hmm.
So now adults are in charge. You have to sort of respect that. There is a really disconcerting, beyond a trend, of what's happened to the last four number one picks and, you know, the status of those guys. And it's kind of an indictment on what became before. But we wanted to be in this spot. We have to remind ourselves we wanted to be here. Because we can see a little blue sky ahead. It's pretty far away, but you know, there is some blue sky ahead.
Well, brother, I appreciate your time. What I can't wait is to hear the first Terrapins broadcast when the mega Hall of Famer Johnny Holiday has to share the Hall of Fame greetings with his two co-workers.
Well, I appreciate that, and those guys are in. Those guys are probably between them. They got to be in 10 Hall of Fame.
No, that's what I'm just saying. Johnny. But it's the complete Hall of Fame broadcast, and you know what? It's exciting, man. We're entering a good phase right now. I think all the way across the board with all of our teams who are hungry and eager, and can't wait to cover it with you, man. Thank you, and enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too,
my man. Hall of Famer Chris Donkey. How lucky are we? Break, we go, and when we come back, Donald, let's light it up. We got people standing room only. That sounds like Ben Standing. That might be his next podcast name, since he changes names annually. We'll be right back. When you look at a screen and you see NFL uniforms on, but you're not watching an NFL product, have you adjusted to the fact now that it's okay? I mean, I have.
Yeah, I have. I'm getting there, but to your point, it is an adjustment.
But it was shocking. No, dude. It is so much of an adjustment that your eyes, you have to train yourself. When I see that uniform, I go, oh, sookie, as Coach used to say. But then you don't, and honestly, a lot of it, don't kid yourself. I don't even know who's on the field. So it's not like I can just turn a TV on and go, oh, no. No, I don't know. If I see 15, I go, that's Mahomes. It's only the recognizable players that you know. Don't act like you can look at the uniform and tell who it is because you're lying. You're lying. But you look for certain numbers and people I recognize with that person. And then it looks like the NFL if certain things start to happen. Other than that, and I was impressed by some of the seconds and third units, the game itself is professional enough to where it doesn't look like it's semi-pro or amateur. It doesn't at all. So to their credit, you can see development. You can see a lot of things that are going on. And what are we all looking for? It to get over. We want it to end so we can get to the regular season. And if you got a little something on it, you know, I don't know. Are you playing now? Do y'all gamble during this time? How do you place a bet?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a preseason bettor. I usually wait until the season.
No. Don't think you're going to just make that normal. You're not a degenerate. Okay, don't act like you're not a degenerate. Don't act like there's some control involved in this. Yeah, you got Eminem. Eminem, he can't stop it. He doesn't have control over what he does. He's got to do it.
Yeah.
He acted like, well, you know, dude, you ain't making that kind of judgment. That's what I love about y'all, that you're out of control, and it's just a matter of whether or not you're going to win or lose. That's it. That is it. Not a bad time of the year, and we just came off. Thank goodness the Olympics is only once every 4 years. Because I'm telling you what, beat up. I mean, you don't realize what a difference it is in your routines.
Yeah.
You're a little bit off kilter, man.
Yeah, because obviously they were in France this year, so the timing is off.
I mean, you throw in a little RNC.
Yeah.
Then a little DNC.
Yeah.
So you throw a little something. So all of a sudden now, this rotten level of football is kind of being camouflaged. A little bit. Yes, a little bit. And then college coming up. So we got a lot to come up. I have a suspicion that this college season is going to be off the izzy. Quick break. We'll come back. Top of the hour. Let's go in attack mode. K9 Alert is out. What up?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.